Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
this. I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people. All the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon, and yes, Bradley is taking another much-needed rest here. Not to worry, he is getting better. He just sounds like, I don't know, any of you guys ever play something and then you slow it down? He sounds fine. It's just he feels like he's talking very slow. So he's still getting some rest. He's tired of resting. I know that sounds a little weird, but some of you understand what I'm saying. He's been getting a lot of rest over the past couple of days, and just I think it's just being worn down. When you're being spent that much and doing that much driving and that much speaking and that much ministering, it's gonna have its toll on you. And, you know, God does empower us. There's no question about that. But there's also a reason He gave us rest, and especially a day of rest, to where we can do that. And so He is getting better. I just want to let you guys know, many of you have sent me messages checking to see how Bradley's doing and things. I just wanted to let you know he's doing okay, but he's just got to build up his strength again. He's just he's tired. And when you get in that position, you just got to let your body kind of heal itself there. And And so that's what he's doing. So just want to let you know, you tuned in for Bradley this afternoon. I told you I didn't know. And about an hour and a half ago, we talked this morning. And about an hour and a half ago, he says, hey, can you take the show? And I'm like, okay, I'm on my way to take my kids. We're going to the store here. And I'll come back. We'll put some things together. So I apologize if I may not have everything exactly the way I want it. But I think there's a point to be made in what we're going to talk about today. In any case, if you would like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, while I was sitting here, we were testing some things with GCN. I want to make sure that the videos would play, so we got that able to do this more just a little while ago, and that was great. But I forgot to include the codes here so that you can check things out on not only SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, but also on BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on over there as of right this second, and so it's up. And we're also on over on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, with that said, it's going to take me just a second to pop that in because, like I said, I forgot to do it, and because I was more concerned that we get a proper audio and everything here for the show. But one of the things is that if you want to watch, if you're listening by way of GCN, you'd like to watch the video portion of the radio show. That's right. You see the faces made for radio. Head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, right side of the page. We're streaming live right there. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top of the page. DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. We're also on Twitch at Setting Brush Fires and Roku on Cutting Edge Television. Over there on Roku. So if you want to check us out, any of those is places where you can do that. You can also check out the morning show this morning. We kind of hit sort of a shotgun fashion the issue of natural born citizen. That should be at the forefront of some people's minds concerning what we're seeing going on with Joe Biden and what he told us might come if he got into the White House, and that was we're going to have Kamala Harris. And this applies to her. She is an anchor baby. She is not qualified to be president, which makes me guess, why is she qualified to be vice president? Because that's the person who takes over. But in essence, the vice president doesn't say anything about natural born citizen. That is just the president. We went through that this morning. I gave you some historical data on that. I pointed to Vattel's Law of Nations. We pointed to David Ramsey of the 1700s, not the guy who, you know, went bankrupt a bunch of times and all of a sudden figured out how to do finances that he's telling you about, blah, 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 blah. Check that out today. There's also an article that goes along with it at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can click on that. All of the links and information and stuff that we talked about, you need to make yourself familiar with if you're not familiar with. It's a very simple understanding, and it's a historical one. It's one our founding fathers knew about as well. Now, with that said, I also want to tell you, if you want to support the Sons of Liberty, there is a way you can do that. We never ask you for money, but we tell you we have needs. If you would like to help us meet those needs, this is how you do it. There's a donate button top of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of Liberty there at the top of the page. And our store is available. This week, we're highlighting our Sons of Liberty dog tags. Now, they look better than the pictures here. These were the mock-ups for, you know, before they were made. These are high-quality metal. They're thick. They're not, you know, cheap aluminum or something like that. And they look really nice. We've got them in black. We've got them in silver. They come on, you know, with the dog tag chain and such. They're normally $8 a piece, but this week through Saturday at midnight, you can get these for 10% off when you use the promo code LOVE. Now, that's tied in with our 1 John 3:18. You can use that. You can pick these up this week through Saturday midnight. Use the promo code LOVE in the checkout. You'll get them at a special discounted rate of 10%. Now, I said all that stuff, and we've covered the first segment here. So hang on with me through the break. That's coming up here in just a minute. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking the new sorcerers. They hocus and pocus. I hope you get what I'm getting at there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side of the break.
Hello. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic, okay? We want to stay on what we're doing here. I'm seeing in the chat room people are talking about the chlorine dioxide, the ivermectin, and things of that nature. We've kind of covered a lot of that stuff. You know, Dr. Calker is somebody in Argentina is trying to charge him with the death of a 5-year-old for quote-unquote, I guess, overdosing on chlorine dioxide. It's a ridiculous claim. It really is. There's no evidence of that. And this is the difference of what we're going to talk about when we talk about the new sorcerers. You know, a lot of people have had this idea in their head that sorcery is this, you know, wielding the wand and casting spells and all this. And that may play a part. I'm not denying that. But one of the things that we find out is that sorcerers are deceivers. In many cases, they're deceived themselves, and they deceive others. Okay. Now, for a year and a half, we've had Nurse Kate Shimarani from the UK come on every Saturday. She's been consistent coming on there, and even sometimes during the week if there was something else going on. And she's been pointing people to the things that God has put in His creation whereby we take care of ourselves. That's not sorcery. That's just saying the Creator gave us this stuff, and He intends for us to use this because He knows what we need. Because why? He designed our bodies. And as I've told you many times, when you go back and you read the law, as God lays out the things in the law for His people, what does He say? He says, I put before you today life and death. Choose life. Yesterday at church, we were speaking about issues concerning kosher foods, what the Old Testament had. And this is some of the stuff that Kate has pointed to, what God said in the Old Testament that we should eat. But at the same time, we look in the New Testament and all foods are given to us, and with thanksgiving and prayer and the word of God, they are sanctified unto us. In fact, Paul says, you know, some of you may have a problem with your conscience because you find out that somebody is serving you food that was offered to an idol, meat that was offered to an idol. And he says, don't ask for conscience sake. Don't ask where it came from. Just be thankful for it that your hosts provided it to you. And that's what we should be. We should be grateful to God with that. And yet, what are we being pushed on today? Let me give you a few scriptures just to kind of start this out. One of the main ones that we point to, and again, most of you who've heard me before, you know that I see the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21 as something that Jesus was speaking that would come upon the people of Israel in the first century, 70 AD. And indeed, they did, just as he said they would. In fact, I quoted when we did the Last Days Madness program, which was, I don't know, a week ago Friday. I quoted from Alexander Keith from the 1700s. And this guy took the Olivet Discourse, opened it up, and laid it out. This is evidence of the Christian religion, if you will. It's evidence of the truth of it, that you can have faith in it. Why? Because you weren't there. But eyewitnesses were. They heard Jesus' words. They wrote them down. Others went, like the writer of the Gospels, Luke, and he was a journalist, and he went and got the eyewitnesses. He says so. Why? Because he was writing to Theophilus, and he wanted him to know that these things were true. And so what are we dealing with today? We're not dealing with anything any different than they dealt with in the first century. As a result of that, I've told you, I believe the majority of Revelation, the book of Revelation, is nothing more than John's Olivet Discourse. He's the only gospel writer who didn't have an Olivet Discourse. And he's given to us in vision form about the destruction of Jerusalem, the punishment of the people, the culmination of the old covenant, the curses coming upon those who were disobedient, what we read in Deuteronomy 28. By the way, if you look at Leviticus 26 and match that up with the trumpets, vials, and the bowl judgments in Revelation, you'll see they match perfectly. God says, you're not going to repent seven times more. Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. And what do we read that was going on in that first century? Well, we go to Revelation 18:23, and we say, "And a light of a lamp will not shine in you any longer, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride will not be heard in you any longer." This is what he's pronouncing here on Jerusalem. "For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because of the nations were deceived by your sorcery." And many of you who listen to the show already know what that term sorcery is. We went through that on the Matthew 24 series. I'll put that up in the archive, because we'll archive the show today since I'm doing that. But it means pharmakia, where we get the term pharmacy. They were using all sorts of snake oils and magic potions and all of this stuff and deceiving the people, along with other things that we find in Scripture. For instance, Deuteronomy 18:10 tells us, "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer." We find them all through Scripture. Galatians 5 tells us that we're to be those who are bearing the fruits of the Spirit, and it warns about the engaging in the flesh. And among those things, that says, those who participate in these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. What's right smack dab in the middle of it? Idolaters and sorcerers. Idolaters and sorcerers, right smack dab in the middle of that. Those who find themselves outside the kingdom of God. You say, why did you mention the idolaters? Aren't we talking about sorcery? Well, I want to throw this in because somebody made mention of it in the chat. Both Donald Trump and Joe Biden have promoted these experimental shots. Both of them referred to that. And they pushed it. Donald Trump continues to push it to this day. And he has to know the people who've been killed by it, who've been injured by it,
He doesn't want to take credit for that. He just wants to take credit for putting it out there. And I've heard all kinds of his idolaters, the people who worship him. They say they don't. They say, oh, I believe in Jesus, but, you know, this. No, you don't. No, you don't. And this is why we call them to repentance. Not because we hate them, but because we love them. We call them to repentance. These are the same people pushing this stuff. Okay? So, with that said, I'm not going to get off on the political tangent of Trump, but there's a few things I want to bring to the light here. One is something that we played, and my days run together. I apologize for that. But this is from a nurse, and she looks like she's a fairly young nurse. I'm thinking maybe mid to late 20s, early 30s at the latest. And I want you to hear what she has to say about her fellow workers. Remember when this whole pandemic started, we heard all these nurses and the doctors, we were told, oh, they care about people, they're overrun, it's a war zone, and we came to find out that was a bunch of bunk. But we assume doctors and nurses are in their positions to care for patients. They have a love for people. You can definitely tell that when Kate comes on. She has a love for people. She's not out with her hand out asking for money for anybody. She comes on, gives of her time, and instructs people and gives them information on how they can care for themselves. This nurse is blown away that her colleagues are saying, I hope the people who don't get that experimental injection die. I hope they die. Take a listen to what this young lady says.
A couple years ago, if you would have told me that doctors would be verbally wishing their patients died based on their vaccination status or a choice they made, I wouldn't have believed you. If you would have told me that nurses would no longer be advocating for their patients' rights in autonomy, I wouldn't have believed you. If you would have told me that it would be normal to hear people wish other people die based on a health choice they made, I wouldn't believe you. And quite frankly, I don't think I would be in the spot I am in life or pursuing the career I am. I don't think that I would hear peers say they wish all unvaccinated people would die. No, I don't think I would have believed you. And I'm just so disgusted by the state of the world right now. I'm sorry, but do we turn people away with kidney failure because they decided to drink one too many and say, sucks for you? Or do we put them on dialysis? Do we look at people dying from lung cancer and say, dug your grave, sucks, not helping you? No. Or how about obese people? Do we say, hit the treadmill, fatty, there's nothing I can do for you? No, we don't do that. Because that's disgusting. And it's wrong. No, no. As healthcare workers, we do not, as a decent human being, we do not wish other people die.
Well, that's right. We don't do that. We don't do that. And she's speaking the truth. We're going to pick this up after the break, so hang on with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in and make a comment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be back on the other side.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is working to set up a call between President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron.
What I expect the president will do on that call is reaffirm our commitment to working with one of our oldest and closest partners.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there. France is furious about a new security deal between the U.S., Britain, and Australia. The head of Homeland Security says they're swiftly processing and removing thousands of illegal Haitians who are living under an international bridge on the Texas border seeking asylum.
We are very concerned that Haitians who are taking this irregular migration path are receiving false information that the border is open.
Secretary Mayorkas in Del Rio, Texas for an operational briefing. This is USA Radio News. Another state attorney general is speaking out regarding President Biden's vaccine mandate. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients, and the U.S. government should be educating people. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry on Newsmax TV is one of 27 Republican attorney generals vowing to fight President Biden's vaccine mandate.
But it probably started when the president said it's not about freedom, and it should be all about freedom. You know, what's ironic is that, you know, for decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was the party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need to elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America. And this mandate that the president is aspiring to is nothing but a divisive policy.
Wall Street tanking with the Dow down over 700 points today. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in and you got a comment, happy to take that. I'm going to finish up with what this young lady has to say. It's only just a little bit longer that she was speaking there, but we had to cut her off because of the break. Here's what she had to finish out in her little TikTok video that she did here.
That's not how we roll around here, okay? I'm sorry, but I am so bothered at the fact that that's normal. That it's normal for me to sit and have a conversation with somebody my age and them tell me they hope I die because I'm not vaccinated. No. That's not okay.
Mm-mm. No, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. And in fact, it's criminal in nature. Let me point out what I'm talking about. Jesus, when he reiterated the law, he didn't establish a new law. He didn't do away with the old law on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7. He didn't do that, folks. You people who think that the law is gone and it's out of there and you've just got a ticket to get out of hell kind of deal, you're completely wrong. Completely wrong. When he reiterated the law, he got at the heart of what it said. And he wasn't saying anything new. I've heard preachers say, well, he was giving something new. He was going to the heart of the matter, literally the heart. No, he wasn't. He was reestablishing what was in the Old Testament. For instance, if somebody premeditated murder, what did they do?
There was evidence of that to determine the premeditation. They had spoken about their anger towards the person. They had either spoken about it privately with friends or people they ran into, or it was known publicly that they hated the person who was then killed, and they're accused of killing. And so what is he saying there? Jesus said, if you hate your brother in your heart, you've what? You've already committed the act. Go back to the garden. Now, Scripture doesn't tell us this, but we know it's true. We know it's true because of what we see even in the New Testament. For instance, Adam was the one given the command not to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve wasn't there when he gave the command, when God gave the command. And so Adam obviously taught his wife about it, and she extrapolated that out not only to not eat of the tree, but she says we're not supposed to touch it. See, she didn't have this idea of, can we slip up to the line of sin as close as we can before we cross the line? And so what does the Bible tell us? It says that, well, she saw the fruit after she spoke with the serpent. She was away from her husband, and she spoke with the serpent, and she said, or the Bible tells us that she saw it was good for food. It was able to make one wise, right? And so she partook of it. And the Bible tells us in the New Testament that she was deceived. And we're going to get to that in just a little bit, too, because this is the idea of sorcery. It is to deceive you. The idea of the sorcery is to deceive you. And so when we look at this, one of the things that we see with Adam is Adam wasn't deceived. Adam saw clearly through what was going on because he was commanded of God what to do, what not to do. And he just said, well, honey, you know, you're a good-looking lady. You're the perfect lady. God's made you from my side. And I'm just going to go along with you. I think you probably know better than I do. And he took a bite of the fruit, too. And what did they bring about? Death. They brought about death. The first Adam brought about death. Hi, Novax. I'm not mad at you. But the point is it brought about death. This is why we need a second Adam. One who doesn't is not Mr. Milquetoast. He doesn't just succumb to the deceptions of either Satan or men or women. He doesn't do any of that. He is one who stood firm. He was obedient, even obedient unto the death of the cross. And so when we see these things going on, let's remember, we aren't the first generation to be deceived. There have been many before us. Okay? There have been many generations before us that's been deceived. And ultimately, what I'm going to tell you is, this is the stuff that brings us to the point where we have no hope but Christ. Now, if you're a person that keeps wanting to hope in Trump, and I see it, you say, why do you stick on that? Because I don't even see people doing it with Obama. Okay? I don't see people doing this with Obama. They left that off a long time ago. They left most of this off in the first term of Obama. They are continually doing it with Trump. Boy, are you people deceived? You are deceived. And I don't know how to get through. Okay? I don't. But it's not my job to get through. My job is to be faithful in the message. That's the Holy Spirit's job to get through to you. Now, with that said, I got all kinds of stuff open. I want to hit a couple of scriptures here. Some that I hit before. Okay? And hopefully I can draw this out into a ending that is hopeful, that is not doom and gloom. Because I'm going to tell you, if man in America, and I can speak for the other countries too, but I can tell you in the United States, if we keep going in the direction of the idolatry that we're in, of the doom and gloom message, of the idolatry and everything else that we're doing, and engaged in the sorceries and enmities and strife and jealousy and outbursts of anger and disputes and dissensions and factions and all of that stuff, then it is gloom and doom. If you keep going on in it, the Bible says we have nothing to look forward to but a fearful anticipation of judgment. So what are we seeing here? Let's take a couple of examples from the New Testament. And I brought some of these out the other day when I talked on the subject. This is from Acts chapter 8. Remember, Philip goes down to Samaria, and he preaches Christ unto them. A lot of people are converted, or they at least become disciples, and so they submit themselves to baptism. Verse 8 tells us there was great joy in that city. And there was a certain man in the midst of all of these people who were getting baptized. And by the way, baptism is part of the Great Commission. Read it, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. I'm amazed that people will disciple their kids, but they won't baptize them. I'm not going to get into that, but that's right in the midst of the command. Disciple the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all I've commanded. It's a covenant issue, just like circumcision was. And here's what was going on. They went down, and the Bible tells us in verse 9, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. He deceived them. He bewitched them. That term is also used over in the book of Galatians when somebody came in preaching another gospel. And Paul says, if somebody comes preaching another gospel that I have not preached to you, that person is damned. They're anathema. They're cut off. They're cursed. And so is their gospel, because it's no gospel. It doesn't save anybody. And here's what happened. Verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed, Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon himself believed also. Simon himself believed also. Isn't that interesting? We've seen all kinds of people be believers, fair weather friends, looking to get out of hell, doing whatever benefits them, but it's not so they can follow Christ, is it? You see, in the let me back up here a second. When somebody was baptized, it meant they were identifying with their master. This didn't just happen in Christianity. It happened others. They were baptized into the name of whoever their master was. They were going to follow that master. They were going to be his apprentice, his disciple, his trainee, if you will. And so we've got Simon coming in. Yep, I'll go along with this message because I see all the people going along with it, and I've already got them strung along. And we see that's what his heart is really at the end anyway. And so verse 13 says, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Why? Because Simon didn't have the real thing. He was like Jannes and Jambres in the court of Pharaoh before Moses, casting down serpents that would make them solid, not solid. What is the term I'm trying to use here? They would make themselves straight like staffs. And then when they throw them down, the snake would start crawling. And yet Moses' staff, which was a real staff, he threw it down, it turned into a serpent, ate up their serpents. Simon had parlor tricks going on. That's what he had going on. And he was amazed that Philip was the real deal. And he had miracles and signs. And what were those miracles and signs for? They were for confirming the word of God that he was preaching, that the Christ had come, the one foretold all throughout the Old Testament, that he had come, and that he had given himself on behalf of sinners. And so verse 14 tells, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they come down, pray for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, just as they did. And they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Can you imagine? The gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus said he would send, or the Father would send when he ascended to him, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one who comes to lead us into all truth, this guy thought he could buy God the Holy Spirit with some trinkets of money. Sound like other people, you know? Thou hast neither part or lot in this matter. Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God was maybe purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in the matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. And what was his message? Repent therefore of this wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't. But I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back. Final segment here on the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Please, if you're going to call in, make it quick right here instead of waiting till the last minute. If you do that. If you don't, that's fine, too. Okay, I'm not begging for people to call in. I'm just laying it out there. If you want to call in, it's great to have you, to hear from you guys. But here's the thing. Paul asked a great question during the break in the chat. How could Simon believe and yet not be saved? Well, let's ask a question. One was his heart changed. We don't hear anything about that. In fact, we have Peter. I mean, Peter is, he's kind of, you know, back and forth on things a lot of times. And even Peter goes, your money perish with you. That's a pretty strong statement. Peter, that wasn't very Christ-like, was it? That's the way some people would say. It was very Christ-like. Because he perceived exactly what happened. So what does the Bible tell us? James 2:19 says, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. You know, every man believes that there is no such thing as an atheist. There isn't. And I can hear some people saying, well, you don't know me. I don't have to know you. The authority of the Word of God says there is no man that knows or doesn't know that there is a God. Romans 1, read it 18 and following, or actually back up to 16 where the gospel is mentioned. The reason people profess that they're atheists or agnostics, which means you're just really smart about knowing nothing, is this. It is self-evident in you that you know there's a God. You just choose not to honor Him. And I can't tell you how many people that I have talked to or had online chats with or been in comment section on YouTube when I used to work with Nicene Council. And how many atheists would sit there and do that, and I would say, look, the Bible says this. And they would say, well, you believe in Zeus, don't you? And I go, but that isn't part of your worldview, so you can't even use it against me. But I said, something's happened that's made you angry towards God. So why don't you just tell us what it is, and let's get that out of the way and at least be honest about the matter. And you know what? I've yet to have an atheist. It's not because I'm a great arguer. You can't abandon your foundation of the Scripture on this matter. You can't. You can't go to science. You can't go to archaeology. You can't go to anything. You have to stand on the Scripture because men know there's a Creator that they're accountable to. They know it. They just suppress the truth and unrighteousness. And we all have done that. We all have done that. And yet, what does James tell us? He says, you believe there's a God. You're doing better than the guys who profess they're atheists. You do well. But the devils also believe and they, what? They tremble. What do we see in the New Testament when Jesus comes up to the Gadarene demoniac? You're the Holy One. Have you come here to judge us before the time? Don't just cast us out. Let us go into the pigs. Right? They were scared to death, man. He was going to judge them right on the spot. And yet, those made in the image of God many times don't even tremble. What a condemnation of men. They don't even tremble. And some of them are so arrogant, you see them on quote-unquote, I want to say un-Christian TV. They get on and they yap and they blast and they're derogatory towards the principalities and the powers of the air, the demons. And yet the Bible says you better be careful. Michael the archangel wouldn't even utter something as it was said, the Lord rebuke you to Satan when fighting over the body of Moses. That's in the book of Jude. You better be careful. They're powerful creatures. And so you better be careful. Just wanted to hit that on the side note here. Now, how does this tie in with what's going on? Let me give a couple of these things, and then I want to bring us to an end. And I may go over, okay? Just a few. So if you're listening by GCN, you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top of the page, dlive.tv at the Sons of Liberty, or Setting Brush Fires on Twitter. Not Twitter, Twitch, excuse me. Let me give you a couple of things here, and then I want to kind of move in that direction. This is from Health Impact News. Fully vaccinated account for 74% of the quote-unquote COVID-19 deaths in the UK. Remember, I gave you the numbers there. These numbers that they're using here aren't even jiving with the official stats that I've given you previously. They're only saying there's 1,645 dead in the UK. No, there's a lot more than that. It's upwards of 30,000. These are the fully vaccinated. Actually, let me change that. These are the fully vaccinated. This is not the total of the whole COVID thing. Fully vaccinated, almost 80% are dead in the UK. Jump to this one. Bombshell. FDA allows, notice the word, allows whistleblower testimony that COVID-19 vaccines are killing and harming people. Wait a minute. The FDA is an unconstitutional agency that's pretending like it's part of the federal government, and it allows somebody to tell the truth about what they're doing, their fascism, working with Big Pharma. They allow them to tell you the truth. Wait a minute. The First Amendment allows them to tell the truth about their crimes. There is no allowing. That's nonsense. There is no allowing. Congress shall make no law regarding freedom of speech or the press, whichever one you want to label this into. If Congress can't make a law about it, then the FDA sure can't stand in their way and say you can't say anything about it. And if they do, you know what you should tell them to do? Go where their daddy's going. To go where their daddy's going, and then you should speak the truth to the people to warn them. You don't need their allowance. But this is what they want to do. And why do they want to do it? Because they want to stick you. They want to stick you with the poison that those they have gotten in bed with are paying them off to push out to you. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not. I'm not on this. I know I'm not. They are organized crime. And this is why, you know, I appreciate so much Ron Paul today. He wrote on exactly what I've said about what's coming up here, this Justice for J6 rally. He calls it a setup or a psyop. I think it's both. And look, you guys who are planning on going to this, here's the deal. I'm not saying don't be a protester. I'm not saying you don't have the right to go up there. But if you didn't figure out the first time when they did this stuff to the guys at January 6th, you're stupid. I don't know any other way to say it. And I don't mean it in dry. I mean, you're dull of hearing. You're hard-headed. You don't want to know the truth. You want to think that going up there and having a party and a protest and, you know, getting together with like-minded people is going to somehow sort this. It's not. You would be better off pushing the grand juries in your county and the constitutional militia in your county. But you know why people don't want to do that? Because it's going to take too much of their time. They're not going to get a vacation to go up there and be around and hold signs and get on TV and all this other stuff. They're not going to do it. They don't want to do it. They want somebody else to do it for them. And that's why they want Donald Trump back in the White House, because they think he's going to do it. What, did he do it in the 4 years he was in there? Nope, he didn't do it. He's still pushing you to get the jab no matter how much you boo him. He's pimping it out for Big Pharma. And don't think he's not getting a kickback somewhere or another for it. Don't think he's not. And Joe Biden, who knows? I mean, this guy is a complete empty suit. There's no question about that. So I'm not just dumping it on Trump. It's on both sides. And I wish both sides could hear me. Republicans and Democrats, however you identify there. I wish you could hear me. Why don't you drop the lot of them and say, we have no king but King Jesus, and we're not going to support any of you. We're not going to give any of you guys our consent to represent us anymore in the future. You're eliminated. Let's start going to the states. Let's dissolve these people. Let's get rid of the corruption. And as Thomas Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence, let's install new government or implement new government, not overthrow the old government. We're going to use the lawful means of state nullification and state even secession. And let's establish that which secures our liberties and that of our posterity. Now, again, I'm probably going to go over a little bit because I got all these tabs open and I don't want to just not use them. Okay, I don't want to not use them. So we've got all these things going on, and what's the ultimate end? The ultimate end is to get you to bow before the beast system. That's what it is. It's to get you to bow before them. And the command to every one of us is to repent. It is not to bow the knee to any state. It is not to bow the knee to any government, except for where they are obeying the Creator. And we've gone way past that. We've gone way past that, guys. 6 a.m. in the morning, we'll see you here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Lord willing. And hopefully Bradley will be on 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Lord willing. Pray for him that he gets his strength back. We'll see you then. Hang on, we're going to continue.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil, We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.